There was once a time when China was in the middle of a great war. The emperor needed a large army quickly, so he created a new law. One man from each Chinese family must serve the emperor and join the army. Hua Mulan, a teenager living in one of the villages, heard the news while playing with her friends. She ran back home and found her father packing his bags and sword, getting ready to join the other men.
"Father, you're not well. Surely the emperor will pardon you from joining the army?"
"My dear child, as long as I have legs and arms, the emperor commands me to serve him. If I do not go, he will punish our whole family."
Mulan knew her father was right. The emperor will not tolerate disobedience. She knew what she must do. That night, when everyone was asleep, she snipped off her hair and dressed up in her father's clothes. She quietly took their family horse and rode off in the middle of the night to join the emperor's army. Her father woke up the next morning and found both Mulan and the horse missing. He realized what Mulan had done and looked to the heavens in despair.
"Please protect my daughter Hua Mulan. The emperor will punish her if they ever find out that she has deceived his army and pretended to be a man."
Mulan was very nimble and athletic, and with the army training, she became very skillful at defense and attack. She was also brave and self-confident, and that drew respect from her fellow soldiers. She was assigned to lead a small team of soldiers, and over time she was put in charge of more teams. She was able to lead them well into battle. Her strategies and her teamwork helped them to conquer every battle. More soldiers wanted to join her team. The emperor was pleased with Mulan's capability and assigned her as the general of his entire army. Sometime later, there was a very cold winter month and many soldiers became sick with fever. Mulan too fell ill and collapsed in the middle of training. When the doctor examined her, he realized that Mulan, the general, was not a man. The army was in shock. Some of the soldiers felt betrayed and were angry that their general had deceived them. They wanted the emperor to punish her. Other soldiers disagreed, as Mulan had led them to victory many times, and it did not matter to them that she was not a man. While they were arguing amongst each other, a young soldier ran to them in a panic. The enemies were launching a surprise attack. Mulan heard this and weakly stood up. She commanded her army to camouflage and hide themselves and counterattack when the enemy came. The army knew they had to stop arguing and survive first. So they listened to Mulan and waited secretly for the enemy. The strategy worked. They caught the enemies off guard and won the battle. This time, the enemy was well and truly conquered. The war was over and China was at peace again. The emperor learned about Mulan's deception and that she did it to save her sick father. He was moved by her filial piety and sacrifice. He also realized wisely that regardless of gender, Hua Mulan was someone who could help him keep China safe. He invited her to be his royal advisor. Mulan was so relieved that the emperor had forgiven her for pretending to be a man. She replied,
"Your Highness, you are most gracious and benevolent. I am honored by your invitation, but what I wish is to return home to my family whom I have not seen for many years."
The emperor granted her humble wish and also gifted her with horses, silver, and swords so that her family knows how much he appreciated Mulan's service to him and to China. He also provided her with a cart of precious medicinal herbs to help boost her father's health. When Mulan returned home, her village cheered for her heroism while her father hugged her and looked to the heavens with gratitude for returning his daughter to him safely. The end.